Because I'm missing out. I live by the way. I'm feasting on the way. Praise the name of the Lord. We are so thankful tonight. Amen.
Amen.
And one day we will put this old overall, this flesh. We'll put it down. And we will be clothed. Amen. With our new glorified bodies. Praise the name of the Lord. So believers, we are thankful. We appreciate the Lord. That God has made a way for us to come. To be with you. After so many years. But what can we say tonight? He is faithful. Amen.
Amen.
Many of the dear ones has passed
on.
Amen. Those that we know. And we have tried to visit some of the believers.
Amen.
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 Just to show our condolences. Amen.
Amen.
So we are thankful for the grace of God. Amen. So I believe tonight that this message might be directed to someone who is in the same situation. Amen.
Amen.
Like we said the other day. Amen.
Amen.
Our dear sister, that Negro woman that the prophet speaks of, she saw her identification in the scripture. Amen.
Amen.
And she was living in the location.
Location.
Amen.
Amen.
In the location.
Location.
So no matter where you are.
Amen.
Amen. No matter where we are. If trouble sets in.
Amen.
Amen. If life gets tough.
Amen.
Amen. Open the word.
Oh, ama mira.
Open the Bible.
Bible.
And while a son was dying,
amen.
Amen. Somewhere in
Memphis,
she said, Lord,
Akatiishe,
you send a prophet to this Shunammite. So what is the difference? What is the difference, Lord? I'm also a woman. I've got no husband. I've got no finances. And my boy is dying. Send me a prophet. Amen.
Amen.
God is faithful. God is faithful. She saw her identification. And God grounded the plane.
Amen.
Amen. And the prophet took a wonderful walk.
Amen.
Amen. And maybe some people did not understand. Amen.
Amen.
What is this white man doing here? Amen.
Amen.
But God knows what He's doing. Praise the Lord. He comes to your doorstep. He doesn't need special houses. He's not coming to rich people. All the time. He's coming to the poorest of the poor. To meet with your needs. Wonderful Savior. Praise the name of that Lord. And you know that young boy. Later on. He became a minister.
Amen.
Amen. deacon in some of the churches. Because God had a purpose for his life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are thankful tonight that God had a purpose on our lives. Amen. So believers, I think there are still some ministers around. I don't know how many from South Africa. But we're leaving on Tuesday morning. Amen.
Amen.
So just pray for us. Pray for the outreach ministry also. Amen.
Amen.
Pray for the tent meetings.
Meeting.
Praise the Lord. Amen. God has given us a burden. And we don't know for how long. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But as long as God gives grace.
Amen.
Amen. We will proceed.
Amen.
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 Praise his wonderful name. I told the brother Wednesday night when we enter driving to the church.
Amen.
I was so blessed. Amen.
Amen.
To see where this message church is.
Amen.
Now, if nobody goes there, how will that community
hear?
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Sometimes when the tent is pitched up, and you know, some places in Johannesburg, South Africa, is very rough. Amen.
Amen.
And we will be by ourselves. Amen.
Amen.
And some of the believers will call, come and attend the meetings. And they will ask me, Brother Shanik, where is the location? Where is your tent? The moment I tell them, everything becomes quiet. And you know, while you have these tent meetings, the unbelievers are coming, but sometimes you need the believers to come and support. Amen. But now we've got cars. We've got a lot of things that we are trying to take care of. Amen.
Amen.
And that is all the excuses. But God takes care. Amen.
Amen.
God is faithful. If we go, the prophet says, his grace is following us. He will never send you if his grace can't keep you. Amen.
Amen.
So we are thankful tonight for his mercies and love. Amen. So pray for our family, pray for our children. We've got a lot of grandchildren. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Pray for Brother Nicky also.
Brother Nicky.
Amen.
Amen.
He's doing a wonderful job. And I'm trusting that God will also bless him. Amen. And his wife. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know, God has given us five children. And each one has something to do.
Ane chekutoita.
Amen.
Amen.
They can't do the same thing.
Vese havangaite chinhu chimwe chete kavari five.
But there is something.
Asi pano tori nechimwe chinhu.
That each one of us.
Chinoitwa nemumwe nemumwe wavo.
Are doing.
Chirikutoitwa navo.
To help the ministry.
Kuti vabatsiridze shumiro.
Amen.
Amen.
And to support the ministry.
So
we are thankful tonight. And don't hesitate. Don't stay in your benches. If the Holy Spirit is talking to you, you will have to respond. Amen.
Amen.
If there's anything, anything in your life that's not matching with the word. That's why all these meetings are going on. It's preparation time
Amen.
For the going away. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
What I like about planes, before a plane,
Amen.
You will see a lot of people around that plane.
And
each one of those men knows what to do there. Amen.
Amen.
For our safety.
Amen.
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 And that very same plane will come back again. And they will do the same thing again. For our safety. God has sent a message. For our safety. And even if you hear the same message from one Sunday to another Sunday, we've got nothing else to do. The one preacher checked the diesel. Amen. The one preacher checked the tires, the pressure of the tires. Amen. You will see them around that plane. Up and down. Until they call the passengers. And you will see they will move away. Ready for the takeoff. Amen. So this meeting, maybe God is going to check our pressure.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Maybe God is going to check our tires. Maybe for after all these years in the message, maybe you've got flat tires.
Amen.
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 And God is not going to put pressure in, He's going to change it. The Bible says,
Amen,
that we are eagles.
Amen.
Amen. And we mount up like eagles to regain our strength for another few years. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Can we all stand tonight?
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Genesis chapter 18.
Genesis 18.
Verse 11.
Ndima 11.
Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of woman.
Abraham and Sarah vakanga vakwegura vava namakore mazhinji nomutoo wavakadzi vakanga watoguma kuna Sara.
After, yeah, therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I'm wax old, shall I have pleasure with my Lord being old also?
Sarah akaseka mwoyo make akati ini ndingazvifarira here zvandachembera naiye tenzi wangu akwegurawo.
And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child?
Jehovha akati kuna Abrahama, Sara wasekeiko achiti, ko ini muchemberi ndichabereka mwana zvirokwazvo here?
Which I'm old.
ndachembera kudai.
Verse 14.
Ndima 14.
Is anything
kune chinhu here
too hard for the Lord?
Chingaomera Jehovah.
God bless you.
Mwari vakuropa
fadzi. You can take your seat.
Katigarei zvedu pasi.
Is anything too hard for the Lord?
Kune here chinhu chakaomera Mwari?
At the time appointed,
nguva ino gore,
I will return unto thee.
Ndichadzokera kwauri.
According to the time of life. And Sarah shall have a son.
Sara uchava nemwana komana.
And the reason that she laughed,
akaseka,
it's because she was old.
Amen. Amen.
And to believe such
kutenda izvozvo,
a promise.
Vimbiso yakadai.
Such a word.
Amen. Amen.
It's not easy for a human being. But God told
Abraham,
there's nothing too hard for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And you know what? Why are we saying these things? We say these things many times. It's because our problems don't change. Our situations don't change. We're praying for our problems year after year. Sometimes it takes years. And when God comes on the scene, how is it possible now? After so many years, God is not limited by time, by our reason, by our thinking. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
God can do anything. Amen.
Amen.
And every time when he does something, it looks like a paradox. But yet, it's real.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Zita ra Jehovah ngarirumbidzwe.
I have seen what does it take to wait on the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We're living in a generation. Amen.
Amen.
That's used to fast foods. And also drive in. Drive
through.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the generation that we are living in.
Short
prayers, short services, short preaching.
All right, my service, my
everything short. We've got no time. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And you know what the prophet says many times? You will see a man pray who has never prayed when trouble strikes. When trouble strikes, you will see the human being start seeking God. And it's not supposed to be with the believers. Prayer is your bread in the morning. Prayer is your bread during the day. In the evening, prayer Prayer has become a fellowship between you and God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, reading of these two great people. And what I've heard over the weekend, all these women that God has ordained to produce His promise was barren. Amen.
Amen.
Was barren. And we also heard how God told them. How God spoke to them. Because any married woman will appreciate a baby. But these babies were special babies. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. They were barren so that God could perform the supernatural from the start. Amen.
Amen.
God does things that doctors can't figure out. Amen.
Amen.
God does things. Amen. Until everybody walks away. And God comes in. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Then He comes on the scene. In the darkest of the hour. When everything is so dark. In your life. In your finance. In your business. In your home. Then God steps on the scene. Hallelujah. When everybody gave up. Amen.
Amen.
When everybody has failed. Then Jesus comes on the scene. Amen.
Amen.
What I like about this Jesus. He don't have to come to a funeral all the time. He can come after a funeral too. He can come when all the people has left the funeral. Because He's the resurrection. He can bless us tonight. Even if the chair is empty. God doesn't look to a weekday meeting or a Sunday meeting. If God wants to visit us tonight and God wants to move on us tonight, He is able to bless you tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus.
Amen.
Now you know what I like about this family. No children. Amen. No children.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God is faithful.
Amen.
Amen. You know when those three men came to visit
Abraham.
Amen.
Amen.
God created bodies in human flesh. To walk through the desert. Amen.
Amen.
That's the call that we serve. He will create. Amen.
Amen.
A body.
Mutumbi.
To dwell in.
He
has created you and me. To dwell in. Praise the Lord. And the day when we accepted Christ, Satan was completely
Amen.
Out.
akabva apera kubuda panyaya yacho iyo.
We gave him notice.
Takamupa notice kuti changamire chiendai.
And we told the devil.
Takaudza Satan.
No renting anymore.
Muchakwanisa kuroja pamumba ino iyi zvekare changamire.
This property.
Imba iyi property.
Has been bought.
Yakatengwa.
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
Neropa raJesu Kristu.
No renting anymore. Amen. Amen. And this very same Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Who moved into this house. Took the keys from you. Amen.
Amen.
Took the keys. Amen.
Amen.
So you've got nothing. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 One day, Abraham setting out in the barren land. Why was his land barren? After God promised him,
Abraham,
your seed will be like the sand. Look east, west, south, north. It's all yours. You know why? Abraham was dealing with a lukewarm believer. And it was his own nephew. It's hard to deal with people. That lives on the same plane. The prophet says they were living on the same plane. On the same farm. So Lord could not catch a revelation. It's important, believers. To receive a complete revelation. Amen.
Amen.
So what we're looking at.
Abraham.
Because of the promise. And because of knowing that God keeps his promise. He could sacrifice. The best of the land. And people today, believers, that knows that we're living here one of these days, can sacrifice anything. Because there is a future home. Amen.
Amen.
It was very easy for Abraham to tell Lord, take the best of the land. Take the best. And Lot could not even see that
Sodom and Gomorrah
will be destroyed. And tonight, believers, God was merciful to this couple.
It
was a difficult time because Abraham gave Lot the choice and he took the best. Now many times we're looking for the best and your best might be Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I don't take nothing, just the best. The best car. The best clothing. Amen. The best friends. The best of the best. The best house. The best food. I'm not eating at Nando's. the best. And the best of Lot was Sodom and Gomorrah. And
Abraham,
as the seed of God, knew that we will be blessed.
Amen.
And the prophet says that Sarah never told Abraham what to do. He said, it's not like the modern woman today. Abraham had the ability and the liberty to decide.
Kusaruza.
Because Sarah knew,
Sarah waiziva,
I will benefit.
Amen.
Especially if you have a spirit-filled husband. He will take decisions.
Amen.
For your sake.
Anototora sarudzo akamirira iwewe.
The Bible says, the prophet says, there was not much meat. The cattle was poor. In one place, he says, his cattle were thin.
55:11-17.
Amen.
Amen.
No water to drink hardly.
Amen. Amen.
But he was doing what God told him to do.
Abraham, that
is what God needs today.
Those who know you are not.
Whether you've got no food or no money, do what God has told you to do. Amen.
Amen.
And Sarah was a great support to Abraham. Amen.
Amen.
And one day, the surprise came. Oh my.
Oh my.
They received visitors. Listen, brother. You won't receive visitors in the desert. You've got no Coke, no Diet Coke. Amen. No bottled water. Amen. There's no malls there. There was nothing. They lived in the poor of the land. And I was checking, what does it mean, the poor of the land? And they understood they were cut off from resources. It takes a believer that can serve God with no resources. I'll come to church when I've got a job. I will come to church when I've got a car. The seed of
Abraham
don't need resources. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God will make a way. You came here tonight by His grace. And God will take you back home by His grace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
The poor of the land. Amen. There was nothing. And the prophet says here, and Sarah was a beautiful woman. How can you put a beautiful woman in the sand? She needs a mirror. She needs spray. Amen. She needs a lot of things. Amen. Amen. She must go to the hair, what do you call it? To do a hair. How can you put a beautiful woman to live in the sand? Just with water. Sisters. No lotion. No lotion.
Amen.
Amen. But you know what? The prophet says, I'm just going to quote now. Amen. The reason Sarah decided to support her husband, it's because she wants to serve God. When you come to church, you don't come and serve the church. You are here tonight to serve God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then he says, the reason is, and Abraham stayed in the will of God and took the poor of the land. Poor of the land. Amen. I'm not going to stress nothing. Amen. Amen. I know the makeup of Lot. Amen. I know what he likes. Amen. He's a popular man. The man of shiny things. Amen.
Amen.
So let me rather give him the best. My God is able. My God is able. Amen.
Amen.
And took the poor of the land. And
Sarah,
his beautiful wife. Sisters. What about your face in that sand? You must buy so many, so much lotion to keep the wrinkles away. Amen. But if the prophet tells us she was a beautiful woman, that is the character of a woman. Amen.
Amen.
Listen.
Atone.
And Abraham stayed on the poor of the ground.
Abraham akagara munyika yanga yakaromboka.
That they could serve the Lord.
Kuti vagoshumira Ishe.
To serve the Lord.
Kushumira Jehovah.
For no other reason.
Hapana chimwe chikonzero ipa.
To serve the Lord.
Nyaya yacho ndeyekushumira Mwari.
Amen.
Amen.
And Lot's wife.
Mudzimai waRoti.
Lot's wife. At that time, she was gone. Amen.
Amen.
She was busy. While Abraham was trying to convince Lot.
Abraham,
don't follow your wife. Amen. Stay with us here. It was very difficult. And many times you find people that follows people. And you don't know what will be the end of that people. You don't know what will be the end. The end results. Sodom was burning. Amen.
Amen.
But this is what the prophet says. When these three men came, Abraham.
Abraham
bow down
akapfugama
before one
pamberi pemumwe chete.
Amen.
Amen.
And when he bowed down
apfugama Abraham
and he called him Lord
akamuti Ishe wangu,
he separated them
akavapatsanura varume vatatu akangoti Ishe wangu.
Amen.
Amen.
And why, what happened there?
Chii chakazoitika ipa?
Abraham was spiritual. Spiritual people will discern between right and wrong. There were three angels. Three angels. But Abraham,
Abraham
knew who Elohim was.
Elohim in the
you must have a revelation of what this message is all about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he came, and Abraham ran and fell down before him and worshiped him and called him Lord. Capital Lord. And he said, will you just come by for a few minutes? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is what God needs tonight. He needs people that can invite God inside. If I have found grace, it's now Abraham speaking. Stop by just for a moment. Set under the oak. Under the tree. The shade. It's hot today. The prophet says, Jehovah was tired.
Jehovah vanga vaneta.
He was tired.
Jehovah vaneta.
Because he was in human flesh now.
And
walking through the desert, it makes any human being tired. And when Abraham saw that he's tired, he told him, I will fetch water. I will wash your feet. Amen.
Amen.
And I'll have a morsel of bread. Cook for you. Refresh yourself. Amen.
Amen.
And then you may go on. That's the way to entertain strangers. You don't entertain strangers when you've got money. You entertain strangers when you are living on the poor of the land. Because when that strangers leave, they leave all the blessings behind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Elijah left that woman.
Elijah,
he did some shopping for her.
Shopping,
yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. There was no pick and pay at that
day.
So the prophets were shopping for them. Fill up their cupboards. Fill up their cupboards. Amen.
Amen.
Give them fish oil. Flour.
Flour.
Whatever they need. Stay a few days for them. And see how they cook. And see if they appreciate the blessing. Amen.
Amen.
And see how they act. Because he knew how she acted before he came. Her spirit was down. And you know when there's nothing in the house, how you feel. And after a few days, they will leave. And when the prophet leaves, thank God her spirit is up. She's very happy. The children are very happy. They had a visitation, a supernatural visitation from the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We had a supernatural visitation in this end time, and God is still feeding us. Hallelujah. So Lord was looking for prosperity. He had no time to struggle. He had no time to be associated with Abraham. He turned his back and he left. He took the grace of God. Jesus was in Abraham. When Abraham heard that Sodom is burning,
amen.
Amen. He said, I must go. Take some men in my house. And we need to bring him back. That's the spirit of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
It cannot be anything else. Abraham
Amen.
Went. And rescue Lot. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brought him back.
Praise Lord.
Believe us. God has not promised us everything nice. God has promised us grace to endure.
Amen.
Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Sarah
was sitting there, not complaining.
Amen.
Amen. She had a lot to complain.
Nothing
to cook. There was no special meal on Sunday. But the prophet says, she was on the poor of the land to wait for the promise. In this day, you will have to position yourself in your position. It's the age of destruction. Amen.
Yeah.
And we as believers, you will have to position yourself. Amen.
Amen.
To keep yourself alive. Amen.
Amen.
If you don't need something, don't go for it. Anything that will destroy your spiritual life, stay away from it. You don't have to go for that. You must be content because God is your provider. Amen.
Amen.
God is your provider. And
Abraham
and Sarah waited for this promise. And you know what? Sarah was behind the tent. And it was easy for her to prepare lunch. Amen.
Amen.
To bake, take that meal, that flour, and bake some cakes without complaining. Amen.
Amen.
Without asking a lot of questions. Abraham requires so much.
Abraham,
and he knows we've got nothing. She had the ability to prepare a meal for
Jehovah.
He was right there now. And even
Kunyange.
When God is in our midst and God has made him known, you will still find people with different kinds of attitude. you will still find people that will ask a lot of questions. Amen. God visit
Abraham
and Sarah under the most difficult circumstances. Did you ever thought that God could come and visit them and not even bringing money with him? Not even bringing some bricks with him. Or maybe sandwich. Amen. Or some nice meat. He came with a promise. He came with the most important thing. God specializes on the things that's important. No matter what we have achieved, we will leave them behind. We will leave them behind. Amen. But if you receive Christ, if you receive His promise, and you receive the way, you have received eternal life. He never came with a new dress for Sarah. Amen. Says, well, hey man, I brought some dresses and a suit for Abraham because I know what they're going through. And before I give them the promise, I must lift up the spirit. You don't lift up the spirit of a seed of Abraham that's waiting on the promise of God. There are people in this age. You take their money away. You take their clothing away. You take everything away. They have received the promise for the rapture. They're going home. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It reminds me. Amen. Amen. We bought some nice liver.
Amen.
Amen. So Sister Shanik was ready.
Amen.
To prepare this liver.
Amen.
And that's what we had. Nothing else. And at the same moment, visitors came to come and visit us.
Amen.
We got so excited.
Amen.
Then we forgot about the liver.
When
we came back to the kitchen, the liver was gone. So we don't know who took it. Maybe there was a cat. Or maybe a dog. But friends, no matter. Amen.
Amen.
We are on the poor of the land. If you want to see any supernatural manifestation, make sure that you have the right clear vision. Glory!
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I feel sorry. Amen. For people with this great walls. Amen. You will have to hoot. Amen. You will have to speak through the intercom.
Amen.
It's a lot of things. Sometimes the intercom is not even working.
Then
you'll have to blow on your altar. Because nobody sees you. But Abraham.
Amen.
Could see. Clearly. Amen. Melchizedek is on the way.
Melchizedek is on the way.
And the prophet says these two old people
were
relaxing, having some milk and talking, not complaining. Amen. Not talking about the economy. There was no economy. Not talking about the valuation and the value of money. He said they were drinking milk and talking. We wonder,
Sarah.
You know, I'm so excited. We need a body change. And then she will say, sweetheart, let's hold on. Amen.
Amen.
And they will pray. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
When they look up, Abraham saw three men come. Relax. Your promise is coming. If people is stressing all the time and fighting all the time, will you be able to recognize Elohim? You must be in the right attitude. In the right atmosphere.
Amen.
Amen. You must be under great expectation. Sarah did not have a lounge. She had not an eye level. She did not have a stove. She did not have carpets in that tent. It was all dusty. All dusty. Oh, Abraham couldn't stand under the shower. Prophet says, in the heat of the day, in the heat of the day, they were sitting under that oak tree. Imagine how that old people were sweating. Amen. Sweating.
Amen.
Nothing to cool them off. Too many people wants to be cool off in the message. They want to be cool off. Amen.
Amen.
This is the heat of the day. Things will get worse. Amen. You need the Holy Ghost. Amen. You need God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
That is what has happened. In the heat of the fire, God cooled off the heat for those three Hebrew boys.
Said,
I'm not going to remove the fire. I'm just going to remove the heat. Did you ever see fire without heat? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God can do anything. And God sent a fan.
Amen.
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 To cool them off. In your trial. In your situation. If your situation doesn't change, He's going to send a fan.
Woo!
Amen.
Oh,
a fan
to
cool your spirit off.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So that you can start worshiping God. Blessed be the name of the Lamb. Believers tonight, Don't change your position because God is not answering your prayer. Stay on the barren land. Stay on the poor of the land. You might have no resources tonight, but you must be obedient. Your miracle is on the way. Stay on the poor of the land. God is able. You don't even have to move out of Zimbabwe. You don't even have to change your dwelling place. God is in Zimbabwe. The same God of the UK is here tonight. The same God of America is here tonight. And if you are seed of Abraham, He's going to give you the best job in Harare. He's going to bless your business right here. Stay on the poor of the land and wait for your visitation. Don't move. Don't move. We can't move anymore. We can't just make decisions because mama doesn't have money. Daddy doesn't have money. I'll have to move. Many today who has moved and changed their dwelling places are backslidden. Sodom. We are crying over believers.
Amen.
Who has moved from Malawi, from Zambia. They move from one church to another church. They're moving all the time. They're looking for a blessing. Stay on the poor of the land. Your blessing will come.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And while you stay on the poor of the land, you will receive a phone call. A phone call. Amen. You know how easy it is? Let me tell you how easy it is. I receive a phone call. Brother Shanik. God spoke to me to buy you a new car. And you know how we struggled. You know how we struggled to come to Zimbabwe. Just a phone call. Stay on the poor of the ground. Tonight you might say, Pastor, my ground is barren. Nothing is growing. I don't see anything. Amen. Wait there. Wait there. The promise is on the way. You know what? Abraham was blessed until he died. Hallelujah. Believers tonight, don't worry. Amen. Don't be nervous. God is on the throne. Don't move out of your position. Don't let the devil mock over us. We are seed of
Abraham.
God is faithful tonight. God is faithful tonight. Glory.
Amen.
He can give you the company. You're working for the company, He can give it to you. And you become the owner of the company. With no education. Remain there. Wait. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Pray.
Namata.
Keep your attitude in order. Don't condemn anything. Don't fight with your wife. Don't fight with your pastor. Don't fight with your husband. Remain in your position. Your position will produce the blessing. And tonight, amen. There are people here tonight that God wants to bless tonight. That God wants to bless tonight. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Because you were faithful. Faithful to the way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We need Abrams and Sarahs.
Amen.
You know what? Lot's wife came to Sarah one day.
Sorry?
Lot's wife came to Sarah.
Sarah,
how do you live as a human being? How do you survive? I know what a woman needs. Can you see why I left the message? Sarah, can you see why did I leave the message? It's difficult. It's hard. And those preachers, Sunday to Sunday, they're preaching us to believe. I can't take it anymore.
Sarah,
every Sunday, you must believe. I left Abraham and I told my husband, if you want to stay in the message, you can remain here. But I'm going. I'm going.
Amen.
I want to be there where I can dress in a fashionable way. If I want to dress in a certain way, no preacher can stop me. Amen. It's too tight.
Amen.
If I want to wear my short dresses, I can wear them in Sodom. If I want to cut my hair, Sodom. If I want to smoke and drink,
Sodom. Abraham
is too holy. The message required too much. You've got no room to move in the message. If I want to wear my high heel shoe, I can do it in Sodom. But the message won't allow me. So, Lord, I'm moving. Amen. Watch the condition. And I was reading here, the prophet says, that's the condition of the church today. We have become too worldly. Too worldly. You will find this old woman. This old woman. Amen. They don't wear these loose dresses anymore. Old mama.
Go, go.
Who's going to look at you? Old mama.
Go, go. Grandma.
Grandma. Grandma. Shame on you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then you find these old preachers. Then you find men. They try to match with the young generation. Then you see them wearing those stovepipes.
Yeah.
We call it in South Africa the stovepipe. It's a stove, you know that? Amen.
Alright, socks chairo chairo rinenge rakapekwa.
Slim fit.
Yeah, socks rekunga adurwa mukati macho imo.
Amen.
Amen.
Slim fit.
Anenge akaita kudurwa mukati mehembe.
Abraham told her.
Abraham akamudza.
Not in the message.
Kwete mumaridzo kunoku.
Make up your mind.
Sorry.
Make up your mind.
Gadzirisa pfungwa dzako.
Amen.
Amen.
Then she went to Sodom.
Obva aenda ku Sodom.
She became a pillar of salt.
Akazova godo ibwe remunyu.
She became a mockery.
Akava chiseko.
Amen.
Amen.
The prophet says a memorial of destruction.
Muprofita anoti rangaridzo yekuparadzwa kwezvinhu.
Amen. Believers,
TCA,
let's stay with the message.
Amen.
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 Don't hate the preachers. We are here to help you. Because one of these days, Sodom will be destroyed. And the prophet says, I'm not going to apologize for Sodom and Gomorrah. God will not apologize for the generation of Noah. He's going to destroy. Destruction is on the way for this age. Run for safety. Run for safety tonight. Amen.
Amen.
The poor of the land is the message of the hour. Everybody is leaving the message. Amen. You can see today, it's because the message is too simple for many people. Amen.
Amen.
But on the poor of the land,
you're
waiting. God is going to rapture people that had enough patience to wait on Him and to wait for Him. Anyone here tonight, no matter who you are, this is your evening. This is your time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To be blessed. To repent. Amen.
Amen.
And to be reconciled with God. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord. Is there anything too hard? There is a Laodicean spirit. Amen. You can see the way people behave. You can see how they live. It's the age of worldliness. Worldliness. Amen.
Amen.
Nobody wants to be clothed anymore. Nobody wants to be clothed. Amen. This is the age. Amen.
Amen.
This is the age.
Chino chizarwa.
This world
nyika ino
is naked.
Yashama.
It's only the bride that will clothe themselves. Amen.
Amen.
With the word. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Our sisters.
Amen.
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 Young sisters will be clothed properly. You know what they say today? It's the way they cut the material. It's the way they sell it. We don't care about Woolworths. Edgar's. Edgars. Amen.
Amen.
Prophet came and told us, if you don't find anything in the shop, take your machine. And I've noticed there are still sisters that's
sewing.
And they're sewing for their daughters
too.
And they get so upset for mother. Mother!
Amai.
I can't wear this long dress. Mothers, God will bless you. Keep the standard. Keep the standard. One of these days, we will go home. We're
going
to leave this world behind. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. While the musicians come, while the anointing is here tonight, while the ministers are coming, while you're coming this way here tonight, you know what your need is. Amen. Just stand up there and come this way. We'll lay hands on you and you just move on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Come from that side. Praise the Lord. Amen. Young man, that side there. Praise the Lord. Amen. Come that side there. Amen. Amen. Stand right there. Stand there. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's sing a song. Praise the Lord. Nobody looks around. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, our hearts are bowed, our eyes are closed. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' wonderful name. Receive your promise. Move on. Can the ushers help us here? Amen. In the name of Jesus.